Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the sky above you today, which will be the first day of spring or the first day of autumn if you're in the land down under. And that happens this evening about 8:48 p.m. West Coast time. And that will be 11:48 for you all on the East Coast. So hopefully everybody is having a good day so far. It's another beautiful day here in the neighborhood, and it makes me really excited when I can see that, you know, the sun is shining and the clouds are parted for the time being. I mean, I know that we're going to end up later with skies that are cloudy and rain, so I'm going to enjoy every minute of the sunshine. So how is everybody doing? You can just check in with me right down here in the chat area. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know what's going on in your life. Any questions you might have about what's happening in your chart or what's happening in your life at the moment. Sorry, I'm a little distracted here for the moment because for some reason Facebook didn't load in the right screen, and so I have no clue if I'm live or not. I'm guessing I am. Ah, there I am. Okay, so good morning, Mimi. She says, happy spring equinox, door and windows open all around the house. It's icy outside here, Mimi. I think my husband said it was 32. The roofs have, you know, that sheen of frost. The windshields need to be scraped. Still a little chilly here for us, but later in the day, perhaps we can do that here. Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, still haven't done my taxes. So this is what I ended up having to do. For some reason, the IRS just kept kicking back my return. So I had to print it all out yesterday, and I mailed it. I did it old school. I got a book of stamps. I don't even know when I'll use stamps next, but it's okay. Got stamps and I actually mailed it in. So at least it's done. I don't have to worry about it. It's gone and away. And I'll deal with any problems later. I'm not sure what their issue was with receiving it, but not my circus, not my monkeys. Anybody else checking in with us this morning? Colleen, good morning. And here's kind of what it is that I envisioned us chatting about today. First of all, we know that the moon came out of the void early in the late last evening and is now in the sign of Aquarius, which the only major aspect the moon will be making today is in a square to Uranus. So we'll talk about what all of that means. We have a sun sextile Saturn transit today. The sun, of course, just at the 29th degree of Pisces, while Saturn is at the 29th degree of Capricorn. That could make for some interesting things happening today. We are at 10 moving energy in the Pleiadian Earth astrology, which was Chichon in the Mayan calendar, which represented the serpent or the snake. And then also today, I'm going to show you the chart for the spring equinox, fall equinox, and then we will talk about what some of those transits mean for us coming for the coming 3 months. And then as well, I'm going to get us our rosy cards for the sun and earth placement, if we have time. If we don't have time, I'll do at least one of them perhaps. And here we go. This is the earth at gate 46, Delight. Love that. Look at that little otter she has on her forehead. I think it's an otter. Pretty sure it's an otter, and he's just dancing away. And then we'll also talk about where the sun is, which is at the gate of acceptance. And that's a very loving, kind face, isn't it? Okay. So we'll talk about those later. So let's see who's checked in with us since I last looked. Michelle Gay, good morning to you, darling. I hope you're feeling good. Debbie Hedden, good morning. Judy Wheeler, good morning. And everybody else who's out there who I may have missed here, good morning to you as well. So let's take a look then at what we can expect with the moon today. The moon in Aquarius, right? So first of all, we have the possibility of some erratic, some unexpectedness going on in the atmosphere as the moon in Aquarius is in a sign. Aquarius is a sign that does things sort of without expectation, right? Oh gosh, my That is why my computer turned off earlier, because the battery. Ah. There we go. Before it just turned off altogether. So we have emotional unrest today with the moon in Aquarius. We are feeling that, I think, in a more exacerbated way with what is going on with the COVID virus or the coronavirus. Today, it is about independence, rebellious spirits. There is a freedom desire that we're holding. Now, you take the moon in Aquarius, where we want freedom, we want spontaneity, we want to be independent, and you put that in a virtual lockdown situation in some places, and what do you get? A recipe for some frustration, some anger spilling out. So there may be some craziness going on. Just take it all in stride. Just go with that flow. We can also crave excitement today. Not that the world hasn't been already fairly exciting, but the moon in Aquarius may bring us to that. It's a very social sign, and it is a representation of the group energy. And I feel like sometimes that, you know, in the situation that we're in, that can sort of bring us that frustration or that upset, because the last thing that we're meant to be doing at this moment is to be engaging in our groups and in that group dynamic. So if you are indeed someone who is out there and about in the group energy, practice social distancing, you know, just keep your distance, wash your hands, you know, the precautions, we all know them by now. When the moon is in Aquarius, we are attracted to the new and the unusual. We want to do the untried and the untrue, right? We want to test the waters. We instinctively want improvement in our lives, in our environment, in our bodies, lots of different ways that we might seek that while the moon is in Aquarius. This is a more intellectual placement for the moon than it is emotional. So when you have the moon, which represents emotion, in a sign that represents literally the intellect, it's a possibility that we can balance those two things, right? The intellect and the mind with the emotions and the heart. So that's the high side energy. On the other hand, there may be more cool or cold calculation going on in some people. We may be putting our emotions in check today. Some people may be distancing themselves, not only socially, but also emotionally. So be prepared or aware of that. Interacting with one another is becoming more impersonal. Now, I just want you guys to recognize that this is a harbinger of things to come, right? We're experiencing right now what likely some of the more difficult expressions of Saturn in Aquarius, Mars in Aquarius, eventually Pluto in Aquarius, next year Jupiter in Aquarius, will be bringing to us. So we get a chance right now to really look at that in our lives and see, how is it that we feel? Do we feel? Have we put our emotions so far away that, or in check, held them so tightly in check that we become sort of automatic in the way that we interact with one another? So we want to check that impersonal, and we want to make sure that we are at least engaged personally, even if we cannot be in the same room together because of what's going on with the virus, we can connect this way. I mean, I feel like you guys are just as close to me as the people I know in person, right? That's just how, you know, our world may be, the dynamic in our world may be being created for us over the next several years. So we might as well start making the best of this energy as it starts to, you know, show up in our world. This is a very social gathering kind of sign. So how do we deal with the wanting of social gathering in a time of social distancing? So we have a conundrum right there, right? That conundrum drives us to do maybe things without thinking. Uranus's involvement here certainly indicates that some people may say, to hell with it all, I'm going to the grocery store, or to hell with it all, I'm hanging out with my family. And if so, then just take your usual precautions, right? We don't want to staunch our personal freedom, but we also want to weigh that against the good for all. Such an Aquarian theme, right? Balancing the needs of the one versus the needs of the all, or the common, the group. So personal freedom is important, but we have to be able to see how that plays out against what is good for everyone else around us. There may be sudden shifts today in things, information. We may have genius breakthroughs. Maybe we'll have a breakthrough coronavirus vaccine or something. We may find people more willing to come together for a cause. We may be working for the good of humanity now, right? That may be something we really feel like we want to do. I noticed yesterday, I decided I was going to reach out and call a couple of people that I know to be elders, older than I am. So they're elders. reaching out just to say, look, I can go into town for you if you need something, or if you, I'm willing to help, just call on me. So the common good is, what we can do, community, there's the word I was looking for. What can we do in community and still be, a part of the social distancing? I noticed my husband's work, they sent out a notice yesterday that customer, they have a counter when, it's an electrical distributor. So contractors and people that are building something that, my glasses are so freaked up. People who are building houses or, doing remodels and so forth, they come to his workplace to get equipment or to get, the supplies that they need to do the electrical work. And their new policy now is if you want to order something, call ahead, we will meet you outside with the product. So I thought that was interesting, right? That there's this this new, I don't even know what to call it, this new awareness maybe that corporations and companies are undertaking, even without, we truly really expected yesterday a shelter in place quarantine order here by the governor in the state of Washington. And we were prepared, right? We did what we needed to do to get what, supplies we needed and then stayed at home. But that's not what he announced yesterday. But what I think is interesting is that voluntarily places of business around here are doing that. They're going that distance because they're recognizing the seriousness of this and then wanting to help us move through this faster than what we might otherwise go through it if we don't take these voluntary measures. So I love that, kind of gives me heart, right? That maybe corporations are getting a conscience and they're doing things that are for the good of all and not just for the good of their investors or their shareholders. So we have hope even in the midst of all of these things. I noticed this morning some of the malls shutting down. And yes, there's going to be a financial toll, but hopefully between the federal government and the state governments, they will be able to help people with unemployment or things that they need to get through these times. So I think it's an interesting shift we're beginning to see in the consciousness of corporations and the governments and people everywhere. Now, of course, the moon in Aquarius brings us up to some things to watch out for, right? We got to watch out for rigid opinions where we're stuck in the way that we think and we're just not going to budge, right? There's that. Stubbornness. And also on the other end, the head in the clouds, right? Where it's all Pollyanna. I believe one of my astrology books, I think it's the New Moon Astrology book that Jan Spiller wrote, has one of the listings for Aquarian New Moon is to let go of Pollyanna ideas. So there's that's very Aquarian to have these like pie in the sky ideas. But we need those too, right? We need people that are thinking way off to the left. We need people thinking way off to the right. And we could take the best of those and bring them together, meld them maybe into some kind of new idea. So while we want to watch out for our heads being perpetually in the clouds, we do want to be able to bring in sort of those lightning bolt ideas, those genius ways of doing things. So walk a fine line there, right? We don't want to get way out there that we can't get drawn back to practical down to earthness. And there's a reason for that, because today the sun is in a sextile to Saturn. And of course, a sextile is an ease and flow of the energy between the two signs or between the two planets. between the two planets in their relative signs. The Sun at the 29th degree of Pisces until 8:48 this evening, and Saturn at the 29th degree of Capricorn until we get to Saturday, at which Saturn will move into Aquarius. So we have big shifts happening this week. So things may feel a little crazy. You may feel a little bit like you're unsettled, looking like through the bottom of a glass bottom boat where, whoa, for a moment you get disoriented. We may have more moments of disorientation right now as we are collectively moving through a very big window or a gateway or a portal, because that's what the equinoxes bring us. The equinoxes and the solstices open up portals just like the new moons and eclipses do. But it's a seasonal portal, meaning that the effects are about 3 months in length, not for the length of the eclipse effects, which can sometimes be 18 months, and not through a new moon effect, which is really the strongest for 48 hours. So different transits like this have different lengths of time through which they are in effect for us. So here we have Saturn and the Sun coming together to join up with practical expressions of this energy. We tend to be more practical. We tend to want to be more prepared. We tend to want to plan, right? I found myself the other day sitting down going, maybe I should, when my kids were young, I would meticulously every week create a menu. And from that menu, I would create a shopping list. And then from that shopping list, I would go to the store and get what I needed. And then I would have everything I needed for, you know, the week or 2 weeks is what we usually did. I since have gotten out of that habit, right? I've gotten out of that habit because I don't have four kids to feed. I don't have, you know, six schedules to try to manage. So I got out of that habit now that it's just Terry and I. And I thought, what if I went back to that, right? Then I would make sure I'm not sitting here going, damn it, I'm out of onions. So I have a menu started. And it hopefully would be sort of a fun process to get back into that, to think about, oh yeah, what would I like to make? So get prepared, make a plan, right? That's what this energy can do. The Sun in a sextile to Saturn makes us much more able to emphasize our priorities. We can be this energy supports discipline, right? And it supports strategy, and it's supportive of the execution of a plan, right? So we have some really good Capricorn type of energy here available to us, right? Or Saturn energy available to us, the Sun adding its very powerful light and focus energy to our being able to do this. This is an energy and a time. This is an energy and a time to be conservative. And I am not saying that in a political sense, but what is conservation? It is about being a good steward. Again, we still have that theme overlapping from 2019, being a good steward of your resources, being a good steward, a good earthling, being a good human. And what does that mean? Well, that means that in my space here, I'm going to be as conservative and as strategic in my use of supplies and my time and of my exposure to the outer world as I need to be right now, right? So we're creating sustainability. It is not sustainable to have a virus running rampant through a population. That's what pandemic is, right? So we need to do what we can do to empower ourselves at this moment to be here for the long haul, right? To take care of what's coming next. With both of those planets at 29 degrees and preparing to move into new signs, we might feel a little bit like we're on a precipice. Somebody reached out to me yesterday, and I don't remember who it was, and said that, you know, it was, she had a lot of energy. It's in Capricorn, and she was just feeling the pressure, right? She was just feeling it. And I said, yeah, I think we're all feeling it, because we're all feeling like we are being pushed through the eye of a needle. And think about that for a minute. How does that feel? Well, it feels very constrictive. And it also is forcing us to leave certain things behind because we don't have the space. We don't have the room. It isn't sustainable to take it with us. So a lot of the good news about what's happening is that we are becoming a different people. And I hope and pray that that means that we're becoming a more generous people. We're becoming a kinder and gentler and more conservative people focused on sustainability, focused on how we take care of the earth. How do we take care of one another? How do we feed ourselves? How do we take care of the plants and the agriculture? And how do we take care of the animals? All of this coming into play as we realize this virus has jumped from the animal kingdom to the people kingdom. And now that it's in the people kingdom, it's morphing and mutating and changing and becoming more able to jump from human to human. So we have a lot of things that we got to look at. How do we take care of our animals? Why are we eating animals like things? I don't know, right? I don't know how to answer all these questions, but these are the things. These are the themes that come up with very Aquarian energy. And here's an assignment for all of you. Write this down. This is your assignment from today, because today just happens to be the spring equinox or fall equinox. It's a great time to start something new. And let's take it all the way through about this time in April, or maybe let's take it to April. I don't know. Let's just choose the 23rd. Several of you had birthdays on April 23rd. So we'll use that day. It's a good day to remember. Debbie Tippett's two meal. I know I'll remember it because it's your birthday. And let's start journaling all of the things that we're noticing. And you can notice the negative, but I also want you to pull out the positive. What are the positive things that you're seeing happening out there in the world? Yesterday, I should have done this while I was reading this article, and it made me go, wow, you know, it is very heartening to see the conversation out there being about how do we get the money into the hands of the people that need it the most right now. And think about how evictions are being stopped. Think about foreclosures being stopped right now. And just all these things that we're having to do. It's a shame that it's been forced upon us because of circumstances. But how can we be a better people to one another in terms of our money, in terms of our health, in terms of our values, right? These are all things that I've been seeing coming up. And so for the next month, let's do it. Let's, any news story you hear, anything you witness in the groups of people or your family, or just anything you witness or anything you think of, ideas even, start journaling them down. And let's just do a segment in the morning and let's just share the evidence that we have that the tide is turning, that we're becoming more humanistic, that we're becoming more human or more humane in the way that we treat one another. And I think this is an important exercise for us to do, because this too shall pass, right? Coronavirus, like 9/11, like the last recession, will pass. And what happens is we tend to, as creatures of habit, fall back into our old habits, right? We did the same thing with the last recession, right? We knew that subprime mortgages were bad. We knew that credit was way sky high and the stock market's growth was not sustainable. We knew this, right? Even if you didn't know much about the stock market, you probably looked at that and went, oh my gosh, how much longer can this go on? We need to be better than that, right? We need to recognize when we're getting ready to repeat a pattern, right? That's why Jupiter and Mars and who else was there? Jupiter, Mars, Pluto, all at the gate of psychosis in your human design, because we need to wake up from the things that we keep doing over and over again, expecting a new outcome and not getting it, right? Why do we have to keep going through this? Well, because we've been unconscious, but now we're on a path to consciousness. So I want you to do that. I'm going to go back over to Facebook really quickly here and see how comments are stacking up. Judy, yes, okay, we'll journal. She's always game for that. And Marissa, hello, great to see you. Debbie, third degree Taurus, yes, indeed. Jan Landry, her birthday's also April 23rd. Hey, we've got a great day, April 23rd. That is our that's our target date. So starting today, get a journal. And it could be anything. I have a bunch of these things because I'm a prolific note taker. These spiral notebooks, right? Just little ones. They make great journals. Use that. It doesn't have to be something expensive. It can even just be a collection of papers. You can make your own journal if you can't get out to the store to buy a journal. Take some, paper and put it together and make it, color it. Do something, right? Get creative. But I think it's a worthy, I think it's a worthy thing for us to do for the next few weeks. You have nothing better to do, right? So let's do that. Let's see what we're creating. Because again, you know, we have to recognize that we're the creators here, right? We're the ones creating this. And we could say, ask ourselves questions like, what lessons have we learned? And where do we go from here? Right? What lessons have we learned? And where do we go from here? Maybe we can do that on every day. What lessons have we learned today? Where do we go from here? How do we integrate those lessons into our lives for a longer period, in a sustainable way for a longer period of time, instead of just while we're in, you know, lockdown or while we're in, you know, social distancing. So let's make something of this. Let's make this time have meaning by really understanding what it is that this consciousness is bringing to us. All right. Now, today I told you that in the Pleiadian Earth energy, it is 10 moving energy, and moving was Chichon, or the snake serpent in the Mayan calendar. The 10 is the energy, the universal energy of the day. So it's telling us that no matter what life form we are, no matter what planet we're on, we are resonating to the energy of 10, which is about manifesting in the physical, right? The energy of 10 brings into form, crystallizing into reality, those things that we've intended and those things that have been coming up for us since one intuiting 9 days ago. Right? So these are the things that we are noticing as far as what we've created. So manifesting in the physical, how are we progressing along the spiral of consciousness? I've been really focusing on this for you guys, remembering that the one intuiting is the umbrella that we are under for the entire 13-day period. So that is taking us, remember that intuiting energy was bringing us to the internal. It was bringing us to our instincts and our intuition and our knowing. And how are we using that energy? How are we applying that energy to every day in that spiral of consciousness? So what choices have you made? And how are those choices being made from false perspectives, perhaps, right? The ones that we make from false perspectives blow up on us. Right? Those are the things that the choices that we've made from greed or from conflict or from the collective sort of fear field that is on the planet, as opposed to those decisions that you've made or those intentions that you've set that were following the spiral of consciousness, right? Those would be the ones, the good things that are coming to pass from the intentions that you maybe set with the beginning of the week. This particular day then can be a day of challenges as we realize things blowing up on us that we maybe didn't, you know, entertain quite correctly in our outer world. Or it can be a day where we find that we're in confusion, we're disoriented, the collective, not maybe you as an individual, but you know, you're part of that collective. You may indeed be feeling that way. And maybe be even where you might be a little unbalanced. And this is a time then you can course correct, right? This is a time for mindfulness, for understanding and seeing what it is that you're creating through thought, word, and deed. If you like what you see, then you're doing a great job. And if you don't like what you see, then there's something that you need to shift within yourself, right? That's and this is for us as a collective as well. But since I can't really force the collective or make the collective change, all I can do is change myself and add that change to the collective, right? So the more of us that come together and move out of that fear and into the gift level of any of these gene keys or any of the keys, the gates in your own personal human design, the more of us that are affecting the collective in a positive way. Right? It's that 100th monkey, if you've ever heard that theory where enough people, enough animals, enough something begin to do something in a certain way, then the entire possible shift happens in the collective as well. So we have that. So mindfulness, what are you creating with your thoughts, with your words, and with your deeds? And then the earth energy of the day is Chichon, or moving energy. So we are confronting and discovering. And in the low energy, the low response, the low frequency band, this is where competition and greed and aggression come up. I noted yesterday too, as I was momentarily listening to the press conference that the president was giving here in this country, that now we have a war on the coronavirus. And any time we are declaring a war, we are forgetting peace, right? We're forgetting peace. So I would hope that we could change that word, that we may maybe, I don't know, maybe someone can come up with a better phrase for this. So instead of a war on this virus, that we're creating something that is in the positive expression of that. But unfortunately, we often, you know, it's really telling when the definition in a dictionary of war is the absence of peace. We don't really have a very good way to describe that. So let's change it now while we can. On the high end, the high frequency energy here is about recognize our power through the choices we're making, what we're buying, what we're saying, what we allow our mind to drift into, what territory does it go to. It's an opportunity for us to return to the heart, right? To hear for answers and to align our spirit and our mind so that we are in spiritual integrity, so that we are in alignment as opposed to being, you know, disoriented or out of alignment. So we're aligning the heart and the mind. And isn't that kind of interesting that our human design gates, the sun and earth this week, are showing us that same thing, right? The sun at gate 25, the gate of universal love or acceptance, taking us out of constriction. And then the universal, gate 46, which is the energy of the physical body, the physical being, and how we can align then both spirit and the physical. And we do that within us, within each of us. That's how we work with this energy. We do it within us. The more of us that do that individually, the more then we add that to the collective and not the other energies of competition, greed, war, and aggression. Okay. Heading back really quickly, seeing if there's any new comments or questions. Mimi says, just realized that we are in a reboot mode globally. Indeed, we are. You're welcome, Gail. Human design, something word indeed. I love that. Thought word indeed. Because your thoughts are things, right? That's the thing that I think that a lot of people don't quite understand that thoughts, you know, they seem invisible to us, right? It's just in my head, right? It's not really, doesn't have any real energy. Well, it really doesn't have energy, but it has awareness. And it can, the more you focus on that, the more that that begins to create the reality that you're in. So this is why we want to focus on some of the good things that are happening, some of the lessons we're learning, some of the ways that we're seeing humanity coming together, so that we can create that. We want more of that on the planet. Okay, so I'm going to go back to Zoom for a moment because I want to show you now the chart of this spring equinox, the fall equinox, if you are in the Australia area or anywhere south of the equator. Sharing, here we go. And pause for just a second while I make this just a little bit bigger for everybody. Well, maybe not quite that big. Well, let's see. Maybe I'll do this. There we go. So we have the spring equinox 2020 occurring at 8:50 p.m. It's actually 8:48 p.m. this evening here in the United States, or excuse me, on the West Coast. That makes it 11:48 p.m. for you all on the East Coast. And in Europe, that actually takes you into the 20th. Yeah, it would be your next day. So it's going to happen on the 20th for you. And this is what a chart of the moment that that occurs would look like. Oh yeah, here it is, universal time, 3:50 a.m. for those of you on in Europe and parts beyond. So we have a very interesting chart as I've drawn in a couple of things to call your attention to what's happening here. So of course, what is the equinox? Well, it is the time that the sun moves into zero Aries. So right here is the sun And you can see it's at 000, happening right here, 00. It's the line is right here at 0 degrees, and it's moving into the sign of Aries. This is also known as the astrological new year. It starts, so we've had a couple of new years, right? We had our calendar new year, we had a human design new year, then we had a Chinese lunar new year, and now we have the astrological new year. The first 3 months of the year are all about new years, right? I think I find that kind of amusing, but also something that we can use in our lives as a gateway again, or an opening. And what are we opening up to? So let's break that down. So the sun tonight, as it moves into Aries, will come very close to conjunctions with Salacia, Chiron, and the black moon Lilith, who have already been in Aries energy. It'll be about 5 days before they actually come into a conjunction. But one by one, as we enter this equinox window, we're going to start to feel the energy of Chiron healing, checking the interdependent box in our understanding of what healing is in with Chiron in Aries. Remember, this is all about, on one end we have codependency and on the other end we have independence, but in reality we are a global community. What happens in China affects the United States. I noticed last night before I went to bed, the Philippines stock market had dropped something like 24%. And I went, oh, that doesn't bode well for us in the US in the morning. And sure enough, this morning, we're seeing the stock market again, unless it's rebounded since I last looked, also going down. So we have this idea now, I think, of the interdependence of all of us humans here on the planet, and how we must come together and work together in order to solve our major problems, right? We can't just solve them. It's like, I noticed the president yesterday also calling this the Chinese virus. And I go, oh God, really? Now you've got to apply this in racist terms, right? Now people think every time they see a Chinese person, not all people, I know you people don't, that, you know, that it's their fault for the coronavirus. It's crazy thinking, and that's exactly what we need to move out of. So our opportunity here is to recognize through this equinox gateway our interdependence, right? That that what happens in China has an effect here. What happens in faraway Vanuatu Island has an effect here, right? I mean, we are global. We are coming together, right? This is about maybe creating a pathway to oneness and understanding a different dynamic, rather than, you know, 7 billion people going off in 7 billion directions. We can recognize that we have some common things that we need to work through together in the process of our expressing our own individuality. So that's a possibility that we'll be staring right in our faces while we are working through this energy. The black moon Lilith also brings that up. The black moon and Chiron are in a conjunction now. They have been, right? Those two have been sitting together for a while. I'm not sure about Salacia's role yet. This is still a new body for me. But remember, she plays the role of Neptune's wife. So she has something to do with our deeper spirituality or our connection to source. So she's still worth exploring. In terms of what she might bring us through this gateway. And then, of course, we have a T-square pointed right at this area of the chart between the nodes, right? The nodal axis, the north node, which looks like this, the horseshoe upside down, the north node at 4 degrees of Cancer with the south node at 4 degrees of Capricorn, the nodes click backwards. So they're moving retrograde at all times through the zodiac, at least when we look at the big picture. So it entered in at 29 degrees of Capricorn here and 29 degrees of Cancer over here, and then moves toward the zero. So you can see we're very close to a nodal shift in signs that actually happens in May. So we are completing our Cancer Capricorn axis lessons. And what were those lessons? That was about balancing the needs of the government, the corporations, and the big entities, the big institutions, against the needs of families and individuals. And how do we care and nurture for one another, but without squelching the need for business and for corporations. And so we've seen a lot of focus on, and of course, here we are, we're getting closer and closer to that, to the 0 degree mark, where we have another karmic, you know, we're in a karmic span of degrees here where we're needing to really take in these lessons. But how do we really, the North Node's telling us our trajectory. This tells us where we're going. We're going to the more family-oriented, the more caring and generous and less about the big entities, right? It's less and less about the corporations and the governments and the institutions that we depend upon, and more about how do we bring it to the community level? How do we take care of one another at a more local level? And that might be in our families, in our local governments, in our state governments, etc. So it's a shift that's occurring, and is also in a very disruptive sort of energy with the equinox here, because it's pointing at, they're both pointing, the South Node and the South Node and the North Node, both pointing at this energy in Aries, right? Something new. Creating the new, starting something up. And a T-square like this is often very unbalanced, because there's so much energy focused at this point. So there's always a balance point. And that balance point is in the exact opposite of the point. So the balance point, if this is somewhere between 0 and 5 degrees of Aries, then the balance point comes to 0 to 5 degrees of Libra, the sign of the balance, right? Sign of harmony, the sign of the scales. How do we, you know, get everything here in some kind of balance or some kind of equilibrium? So again, we are balancing the I want, I need, I am against the we want, we are. And that is a delicate sort of operation, and something that we have to really focus on in these next few months, right? When you see that as a theme at the beginning, you know it's going to be, it's something that we're all working through for the next several months, next 3 months, at least until the June solstice, when we'll again look at a chart and evaluate, well, what do the next 3 months tend to make us focus on thematically? Now, let's see. I also pointed out here that Uranus is at 4 degrees, 33 minutes of the sign of Taurus. That puts Uranus in a sextile to the North Node, and also a sextile to the Sun, and nodes sextile Uranus, yes, and the Sun and others semi-sextile to Uranus. So the Sun, Chiron, and Black Moon Lilith in a semi-sextile here to Uranus. Now, don't worry about the semi-sextile versus the sextile, but the very fact that there's any energy pointing at Uranus tells us that there's that unexpected quality in the next 3 months, because that means, you know, Uranus does things, it acts toward awakening, it acts to wake us up in some way, to shake us up, I mean, to bring us to some new aha moment, to bring us out of maybe where we've been locked down. Maybe this is good for bringing us out of this lockdown. I would say that likely that is the case here, but it could also leave a wake of devastation, because it has been so critical to the fact that we, in, at least here in the U.S., I don't know about some of the other countries that you might be listening from, but here in the U.S., we've been so slow to respond in some ways to this coronavirus that, you know, we may be feeling the fallout of that for quite the time, even though in the short term, there's been something that's happened that maybe heals that situation. It's the fallout, I'm afraid, you know, of this Uranus change and this Uranus upset that we may be dealing with for at least the next 3 months. That's kind of here. Then if we look at Eris's involvement here, I circled Eris, and I'm not sure why I circled Eris. Let's see if I can remember why I did that. Look down here and see Eris. By the way, while I've got you here, let's make this bigger, since we're looking at this already. If you guys have charts, or you know how to get yourself a chart, you can look at this grid And this grid here will tell you everything about how the planets are playing together. And so I'm going to just go down the line here until I find Eris. And here she is, way down here at the bottom. Way to go. Knock her down to the very bottom. And everything that you see along here, these little symbols tell you the relationship that Eris is having with the other planets. Note that mostly they're squares. Squares and oppositions. I don't see anything that's beneficial in terms of the ease and flow of energy, right? Seems like all obstacles and all challenges. We have a square from Eris to Mars. We have a square from Eris to Jupiter. And we have a square from Eris to Pluto. We have a, am I looking at Eris? Here we go. Sorry. Square to Chiron, opposing the white moon Selina. Squaring the last lunar eclipse, squaring Pallas Athena, and on, squaring the Pluto, Jupiter, Mars. And that I think I circled just because I thought it was an interesting thing to pop up here. Remember, she is the representation of discord, and she's the one who threw the apple of the golden apple out into the reception, wedding reception. That created such chaos because all of the goddesses then started fighting amongst themselves over who was the fairest of them all. It's kind of a very vain, narcissistic energy that developed there. And of course, we're also battling that kind of energy here in on the planet at this time as well. So I just thought she was interesting. She adds her own sort of brand of craziness to everything. Maybe overblowing some of the energies and overexpressing others, underexpressing the correct energies, as she tends to be a chaos creator. There we have that. Okay, so that is what our equinox looks like. And it seems like our biggest themes are about creating some healing, starting something new, becoming, recognizing interdependence and that theme, and how can we play to that theme, as well as being prepared for some, you know, maybe some more fireworks in the meantime, and also working with this axis of the nodes, which wants us to become more nurturing, kind, gentle with one another, supporting community, supporting family, and, you know, moving down to this level of the individuals, right, that come together, that form the backbone of your nations or of your states, right? Too long have the corporations and the governments been riding on the backs of the people. Now it's time for the people to be able to get their needs met, to be supported, to be protected in some very powerful new ways. But also, there's another theme in here about our being able to become self-sufficient, right? To be able to support ourselves through these things and to not always be looking outside of ourselves for that strength and for that fulfillment, but to find it in here, right? To take care of one another, our families, the things that we can, you know, from within. So we're learning a lot of lessons, and they're coming even more into crystallization as the nodes begin to prepare their move into Gemini Sagittarius in May, but also as the sun starts its new astrological year. So, okay. That's a lot of information for people. I hope you're all doing okay with that. Let's see if there's any comments here. Judy Wheeler, whole globe is changing, hopefully for a future that's more in balance. Definitely. Camille says, turn off the mainstream news. It is there to create fear energy. Focus on your heart chakra. Do not fear. Indeed. Amy Moore, ugh, yes, when I went to get supplies. I started talking to an old lady who was telling me in 80 years she never seen something like this. Then proceeded to get very racist about China. It made me very sad and sick to my stomach. And that's the thing, right? You have a president, the person that we're supposed to have as a role model for our behavior, calling it the China virus or the China flu or whatever in the hell he's calling it these days. And, you know, the Chinese virus, that's what he called it, which is not fair. It's not about the people there. It could just as easily have arisen here in the U.S. So anyway, watch our minds, watch our hearts. Deb Johnson, plant a garden. I started seeds for my daughter for her birthday. That's an awesome idea. I'm going to do an herb garden on my deck this year. So I'm waiting to find the perfect mobile, planter. so that because it's so cold here in the winter, I don't want to lose, you know, all of my herbs. So I want to bring them in. And so I need something that's mobile. So I found something. I think it was, I can't remember if it was, it was on Amazon, I believe, where it was like a table and it had slots in it for each of your different herbs or the plants that you wanted to put in it. And it's on wheels, so you can move it around. So I love that. I'm going to do that. So we have things that we can focus our energies on that are good things. Okay, guys. So before I leave this morning, I do want to read at least one story, right? I wanted to at least get us into something here, give you some other questions for contemplation. And I'm choosing to use delight instead of acceptance first. Personal choice, but I also happen to like this card with her otter dancing on her forehead in a swirl, right? There's that spiral in the center of the otter. Do you see that right there? It's like a universe in her, in the otter. I love it. So let's see what the earth is bringing us, because that is what the gate 46 is today, for the next few days, actually. So what we see here is luck is what happens when you stop interfering with life. So we have the gift of delight, we have the shadow of seriousness, and we have the city of ecstasy. Here's the story. Though my parents wanted us to be happy, they were unhappy people. My mother was a frigid woman, ashamed of her body and obsessed with its every ache and pain. Terrified of evil spirits, she constantly reprimanded me and my brother when our play became too free or spontaneous. My father was a hardworking man with a traumatic past. Afraid our wild instincts would lead to danger, he tried to control our every move. My brother reacted to our parents by taking nothing seriously, not even their punishments. He was always having fun, and they were always disapproving of his frivolousness. Once they had a fight that was so bad, he stormed out of the house and never returned. Though I felt my parents' grief, I secretly envied my brother. Why couldn't I be laid back and free like him? Why did I have to care so much about what everyone thought? I was always wishing I was different, more clever, less fat, more successful. As I matured, I came to understand that true happiness required more than physical beauty and outer achievements. So I prioritized the inner world and embarked on a serious spiritual journey. I sat in silence and prayed, participating in countless ceremonies, but still I wasn't happy. I was still afraid of life, sure I was doing it all wrong and that nothing would ever work out for me, not even enlightenment. One day, as I sat under a tree struggling to meditate, an old woman appeared. She took a good look at me, my sacred altar, and the somber expression on my face. Then, without asking for permission, she grabbed my hand and pulled me to a clearing in the forest by a beach. I'll never forget the sounds of laughter in the distance or the glorious sight upon our arrival of the most gleeful gathering of women I'd ever seen. In every shape, size, and age, and dressed in the most fantastic clothing, they moved around a giant fire, singing and dancing with total abandon. Before I knew it, they took off their clothes and jumped gleefully into the water. I was laughing so hard, I forgot all about how I looked or what anyone thought. I threw off my clothes and twirled my way into the ocean. That full moon night marked the beginning of my lucky life. Here's my gift to you. I came to share an ultimate truth. Nothing really matters but life and love. It's time for you to, I'm getting chills all over you guys. It's time for you to enjoy life's small pleasures and to relax in your own body, no matter how it looks. You can surf like an exciting wave, whether or not you understand what's happening. But to do this, you must first be willing to let go of the past, release all agendas, and keep your mind as open as your heart. Remember, the less seriously you take things, the easier it becomes to get out of your own way and allow life's delightful surprises to take you exactly where you need to go at exactly the right time. The magnificent and magical universe is at work in you all of the time. I love it. All right, here are your questions for contemplation. By the way, I want all of you to enter this card into your first journal entry for what comes next, right? Because this lesson here in this card is huge for all of us, I think. Here are the questions for contemplation. And I will post these, Marissa. Do you seem more laid back on the surface than you feel inside? Where are you taking life too seriously? Do you tend to worry about your appearance? Do these concerns ever keep you from enjoying your life or taking risks? Have you ever experienced ecstasy? Was it wonderful? Scary? Watch a funny, heartwarming movie. Smile. Pay attention to the little moments of delight and signs of synchronicity in your life. Write them down in your journal. I think journals are becoming our best friends right now, y'all. That's the truth, right? So I will post those. Again, these are coming from the Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook, written by Rosie Aronson, PhD, in the 64 Faces of Awakening Oracle card deck. There we have it. Okay, guys. Let me see if there are any last comments or questions before I go. And Marissa says, thank you. You're welcome. Judy, OMG, I love this reading. And she says, yes, gardening is so awesome. I think that's such a great idea, Deb Johnson, to do that. I think maybe I'm going to do that for Mother's Day for my daughters. And maybe for Father's Day for the fathers, I'll plant something too. I just think that's such a great idea. All right. Unbelievable. To me, it's Friday tomorrow, right? Today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. So tomorrow we'll take a look at the weekend. We'll also do some card readings, and I will also get us into the sun energy at gate 25. So happy equinox to all of you, whether you're in the spring or in the fall, make the most of it. Get your journal, even if it, like I said, is just a collection of papers. Let's do it, right? Let's do it. And then let's share every day what we've experienced that is in the positive. And I don't mean to be a Pollyanna here either. If something is, you know, negative and you see it out there, you know, it isn't going to hurt us to note that, because then we can consciously set out to work with that, right? To find a solution if it's a problem, that kind of thing. So good or bad, positive or negative, what are your observations that are going on? But also remember, heart, love, it's everything. All right, you guys, take care. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow. Bye.